I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. It's been almost four centuries since the first Thanksgiving meal. Ron Hutchcraft of Ron Hutchcraft Ministries says since then, the church has all but forgotten Native Americans. Lacking gospel hope, their communities are often defined by despair.
Today, Native Americans are in a monumental battle to survive, and it's not even on our radar. And Exhibit A would be that here is one people group in the country whose suicide rate is at minimum three times, and depending on the part of the country, 10 times greater than the rest of the people in America.
But through the ministry On Eagle's Wings, RHM is empowering Native youths to bring hope to their people. Would you take a moment to just pray for this ministry? And Anna Quiggle has lived in La Paz, Honduras for years, and caring for the poor in her community is just a way of life.
God placed that in my heart to do something about helping kids to get ahead in school.
With encouragement from family and friends, NICO, or Niños in Community, was created to help children in first through third grades.
It was shocking for me to see that kids in third grade, they were at a preschool level. They didn't even know the ABCs. They didn't even know the numbers. They didn't even know how to write their names.
NICO provides tutoring and a meal twice a week. And there's more.
The main thing is for the kids to get the word of God, to learn some verses. That's the main thing that we have.
She's asking you to pray for her country. You can also serve with NICO through Orphan Outreach. All the details are available at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners supported by people just like you. Join our social media network and let's get to the work of the Great Commission together. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.